Time to say hello to Coach P this morning, the head basketball and girls basketball coach for the Hart High School. What's going on, man?
Good morning, sir.
Hey, let's talk football real quick. You were on the coaching staff for the Hart Longhorns this season, and got to tell you, man, it was a fun team to watch.
Yeah, it was definitely a fun year. A lot of growth, a lot of learning. We really emphasized culture change, and I think that has happened, and it's bled into basketball.
Let's talk about the girls program first. Kind of tell us what's been going on with your Hart girls basketball team here since football ended.
Well, we're rolling. We're developing and learning, and again, it's that conversation of culture change and the way we do things and how we move. And I think we've had a solid schedule starting off. Every team, or at least majority of the teams we played, have been a team that was in the playoffs last year, and we left a couple wins on the floor that we should have had. We were up late in the game and just did not finish, but we've learned or are learning how to finish those games, and that's why we're almost to the total win total that they had last year already. And so we're coming along really good.
Talk about some of the players on the girls squad that you've been happy with so far.
Gosh, to narrow it down is really hard. I mean, every one of these young ladies have exceeded my expectations. I think it starts for us with our point guard, Madi. She's been around. She's played a lot of basketball. She's gaining confidence, and she puts us in and out of our offenses. And what's crazy, she leads our defense too. And I think from there, a lot of people talk about Braylin. She's our, I guess if some people would call her our post, but she doesn't play post for us. She's what I would call a point forward. She can do a lot of different things. And some teams thought, you know, we can go face guard her and that will stop things, and it doesn't. Like I said, every one of these ladies have really stepped up. We have some girls who were afterthoughts. They just sat on the bench last year. They didn't really play a lot, and they're doing their thing. You know, the young lady, Madi Lynn, who's a sophomore, she leads us in scoring off the bench. We have a freshman, Savannah, that, you know, she starts and she plays multiple positions for us, and she's a threat from the 3-point. She's attacking the basket. So, again, we've just – all of them have really just exceeded my expectations unbelievably.
I told Braylin last year her goal should be this year to slam dunk a few.
Man, my goal for Braylin is just to stay going. I don't really put a whole lot on her as far as, hey, you need to go do this and do that. I want her to just relax. And that's part of this growth process. Right now she's learning a new role on this team that she didn't have previously. And so we just kind of let her be her, because sometimes it can be overwhelming with me. And that's something I'll tell you, funny story is we lost a game early this year. I think it was our second game. And after the game, I was so mad because I was like, man, we should have won that. We were up. And I walk in the locker room, and the girls ripped off into me. And I know most coaches probably would have lost their mind. And they were being respectful, but they chewed my butt. They're like, coach, this and that. And I took it, and I said, you know what, you're right. I should have did better here. I could have done this. And that's kind of what I want them to know, like, as hard as I am on them, they have that ability to speak up. And that's kind of been a turning point for us, really, to be honest, when they did that. We were able to just blossom at that point. So we don't put a lot on them mentally like that, or at least not try to. We let them just kind of be free.
All right, how about the boys' squad? How's things going with the boys?
My knuckleheads. That's what I call them, my knuckleheads, dude. I love those boys. They're fun. They're hilarious. We've struggled a little bit this year if you look at the record. But, again, just like the girls, they're learning a new system, a new philosophy. And we graduated some kids that were talented, and then we have one that transferred to Plainview that made the varsity at Plainview. So that speaks volumes of what his ability is. And so we kind of had to change gears a little bit from what they've done. We have some kids who haven't played basketball in a while on our varsity, and they're learning, but they're coming along. It's spearheaded by Caleb Diaz. I mean, this kid is really taking over as the point guard. He's a leader. Any game we're in and we need to get another player shut down, they're kind of, you know, scoring some buckets, Caleb is the first one to jump. I was like, I got it, coach. Don't even sweat. I got it. And I love that about Caleb. And then we have another young man that nobody's talked about. He was in football. You might remember he was our tall receiver, Ruben. He has really become a threat around the rim scoring. He's last night's game, he had a nice little up and under move that he's never shown, and I don't know if he did it by accident or if he's been working on it, but it looks great. So we have something there. I think we're a playoff team with him. I just don't know where we're at as far as the rest of the district. I haven't really even, to be honest with you, I haven't even looked at the rest of the district. I've focused on my kids up to this point.
Well, I'm glad things are turning the tables over there on all the sports, and that's pretty cool. Like, you got a big task ahead when you take over our programs that just kind of been hanging in there. That's about it.
Yeah. And we, again, culture change. We changed some of the games. We have, I'd say next week is big for the boys. They have, I can't remember what they're ranked. I think they were number 8 in the state, Whitehill, coming to town. And some of those kids play club ball for me in the summer. And I can tell you right now, they can go. Whitehill's talented boys. So we got them coming to town, and then we go to the Petersburg tournament. And our first game out the gate is Valley, who played for state last year. And, you know, they got the Twin Towers over there. At like, I think one's like 6'7", another one's 6'9". And so, you know, that's not something they've done in the past, but, you know, we're not shying away from nobody. When you have a Nazareth in your district, a Spring Lake Earth, and Silverton and some of these other teams, you can't shy away. We got to go play some people in non-district to prepare for our district.
Well, who would have thought we'd be on the radio with you, man? It's pretty cool.
Man, you know, I didn't think I was ever coming back to coaching in a school, but I will say this. The community of heart is so amazing. When I talked about possibly doing this, I had so many people tell me, don't do it. Like, don't go there, this, that. And, you know, I'm very close to my ex-wife. We're still very close. We're still good friends. And she coached here several years ago, as you know. I talked to her, and she's like, man, it really is a good place. And so I stepped out on faith, and I came. And it's been amazing here, sir. I cannot – there's really no negatives. Like, the admin has been great. My AD has let me just be me. The kids are amazing. That goes all the way down to elementary kids and the parents, and I've truly enjoyed being here. And so, like I said, I never thought I was going to come back to coaching. I was happy working in the oil field, but it's great. And, you know, and I live in Petersburg. I drive 45 minutes one way every day, and that's on a good day. Some days it's a little bit longer. And I don't dread getting up at 4 in the morning and coming over here. I love being here with these kids.
Sounds good, man. Good to have you on. Call next Wednesday again, and we'll see what's been going on.
All right. Thank you so much, sir.